Welcome to the Furniture Artist Podcast, where Erin shares experiences, adventures, and challenges in the furniture artist life. If you love brushes and paint, and furniture is your canvas, you're in the right place. Now, here's Erin from the Bowtie Treasure Studio.
Well, thank you there, Nicole. Appreciate that great introduction to episode number one here in the Bowtie Treasure Studio. I am so excited to get this journey going. We have so much to talk about, and so many of you are already following me on social media, and I'm excited to see the topics build and the followers build, the discussion to begin. And I've made a long list. I'm hoping we can keep this going for a long, long time. That's going to take you guys joining me along this journey, sending me your ideas, your comments, your questions. Let's get into it today. And our first topic here in the Bowtie Treasure Studio is how I began this furniture artist life. That is the topic or title of this live and this podcast. So let's talk about my journey. Many of you know that. Some of you probably have no idea. So we got to start somewhere, right? So that's where I want to begin today. In 2016, in the fall, I realized that our kitchen table had seen its day. It was one of those standard, not well-made kitchen tables. You probably all have those, have seen those growing up with them. Soft wood, you know. But anyways, I thought, you know what? I wonder if I could make one. So I went ahead and looked online. Of course, you got to go to YouTube, right? And I looked around for some plans. Found one I felt like I could handle. At the time, my garage was about all I had. A few tools here and there. And I said, well, let's get this going. And sure enough, took about a month or two of work to figure out how to make this thing and get going into it. I wanted the top to be stained. Very farmhouse kind of structured look. Then I wanted to paint the bottom with chalk paint. At least I figured that would be the best bet. That's what everybody else was using. So I did that. Stained the top. Painted the bottom. Distressed it. Looks really good. In fact, we still have that table today. I've used it for craft table, project table, all kinds of stuff. That thing has held up. So it pays to really put the time in to make a quality piece of furniture. So the chalk paint journey kind of started because I needed to buy chalk paint at the time. And I forget the brand I bought. I'm sure it was either at a box store or one of the craft stores in town. I posted it on my social media. At the time, I didn't have a business or hobby or anything like that. A lot of people complimented it on it, and I got a lot of encouragement from that. I thought, well, let me try something else. So I thought, well, maybe my journey's taking me down more of a repurposed furniture thing, you know, like pallet wood kind of stuff. But oh my goodness, that's a lot of work. Breaking those pallets down, sanding, all that kind of stuff. Kind of knew pretty quick this is not really where I wanted to go. But I managed to build a really nice console table for entryway. Still have that today. Same concept. But in that one, I repurposed a couple posts I found on the side of the road. And then I found a dresser on the side of the road, and we repurposed that for an entertainment center and painted that one. Anyways, little by little, I'm starting to build and make projects around the house. Really love working with my hands as an artist background. I grew up as an artist. The earliest I remember, probably around 7 or 8, I was sketching in sketchbooks. So I've always had that art background, if you will. So being able to be creative was something I always have done in an artistic form. Everything from artist mediums and things like that. But I found a new art form, and that was furniture work. So I started doing a little bit of the repurposed furniture here and there, paint a chair. After a little while, I started realizing there's a community out there of artists that are already doing this. Watching videos online, finding people like the Turquoise Iris and others that I thought, wow, look at what they're doing. Of course, you know, seemed like somewhat unattainable at the time. Really wasn't still my goal. My kids at this time, pretty much out of high school or finishing up high school. So a lot of the activities, you know, you stop going to ball games, you're not coaching or you're not doing evening. So you're kind of finding, I'm looking for things to do without knowing that where I was headed. After a while, I realized that I was making and painting things and not knowing what to do with them. At the time, Facebook Marketplace really was kind of not quite there yet. It was Craigslist. If you were looking for something, you were on Craigslist. But it really wasn't my gig to say, you know, let me sell this furniture on these local selling sites. So I ran into or talked to some people online, some local artists that I'd followed on other selling sites, and they encouraged me, hey, you need to get a booth, which I really don't know what booth life was like. But I felt like, well, let's give this a try. I came across a small booth, kind of, I'll call it an antique thrift store, and they were just getting up and running. So I figured I could easily get into there because they were new. So I got a booth in there, let's say it's 5x6, and I was so excited at repurposed table here, a painted chair here, a couple frames, things like that, that I thought, well, this would make it, you know, you get some garage sale pieces here and there. Anyways, next thing you know, I've got a booth. I actually exchanged the services of web design for booth rentals. So for several months, that was the arrangement, designed some business cards, their logo, things like that. Unfortunately, the store really wasn't a booming store, wasn't getting good traffic. And that's really important whenever you have a booth, is make sure that that place has good traffic. Because the more people see your work, the more likely you're going to sell the piece. Because you can only drive so much traffic to your booth. Anyways, after I started in the booth life, I started realizing, oh, there's other places in town. Well, there's just one store. They claim to be the largest antique mall in Florida. Unfortunately, as of a year or so ago, the hurricane kind of destroyed the building. They had to demolish it. So I moved out of there, but I got into that place. And little by little, and much like booth life, and I have another podcast coming up down the road where we'll talk more about how to run a booth and all that. But anyways, I just started exposing myself to different booths and styles and locations and what I wanted to do. And so my booth, I'd get a bigger booth, bigger furniture. Started realizing, you know, the repurposed furniture really wasn't the place I wanted to be. It was easier to paint a dresser and be artistic than to build a table out of pallet wood. I'd do some farmhouse tables here and there, things like that. But you started realizing what you go down this journey, you realize what exact defined path you want to take. And at the time, I was using pretty much just about any chalk paint I could get my hands on in a local store. I really didn't know much about the, you start hearing things like Annie Sloan and Dixie Belle and other big name brands out there. But I didn't feel like I was doing enough to really head those down those paths. So you start realizing, I want to be more artistic with my pieces too. Well, that requires more brushes, more paint, more tutorials, more how-to, more practice. You don't just jump into furniture artists and boom, you're doing what we call furniture artist work. But I was establishing myself, or at least finding my place in the community. And the community is very strong, very vibrant, very helpful. Ask questions, meet people, go look at other people's pieces in their booths, touch and feel, if you will, see what is their work like. And eventually, you start your your Facebook page, your Instagram page, you start posting pictures, you start following people, you start looking at other artists and watching their videos. And at the time, again, this is 2017, a lot of people were selling their tutorials. You couldn't really find people painting on YouTube for free. That's changed a lot. I do the same thing. I'm on YouTube. I'm doing my tutorials and I'm not charging for them. Not saying that you shouldn't do that, but at the time that was really about the only way. So I was doing a lot of learn on my own, look at a picture, try to replicate it, or how does that fit my style? Little by little, again, through the years, my booths have grown. I got bigger booths, better locations. In 2017, I think it was, maybe 18, I forget the year, four years ago, I took over being a retailer for another lady in one of the booths I was at. And I thought, well, maybe this is another way to make some income. So I'll get the rights to be the retailer in this booth location. Unfortunately, I'm not really a retailer. I'm not really a booth kind of hustle the paint, if you know what I mean. I'd rather paint hands-on. So I did that for a little while. I even went to the retailer conference at Dixie Belle's headquarters, and I really love Dixie Belle's product. I tell you guys, when I tried Dixie Belle's paint over what I had been using, it was light bulb moment. It was just like, wow, this is good stuff. Realizing quality materials, quality paint, and you can use whatever paint you want. If your paint is quality, you have to work with quality materials. You get quality results. And I was realizing that pretty quick. For example, when I was using other paint, I would have to do a lot of sanding to get it smooth. Well, that wore me out. In fact, eventually I had even had right shoulder surgery, which I think a lot of it was kind of sparked by the overworking of it. Anyways, I haven't really had a lot of problems since then. And early 2019, after going to the retailers conference, it was just a reiteration that the community is strong. Get with a good brand, get people that support you, have good products, and you're going to do very well. And early part of 2020, I told Dixie Belle at the time, I said, hey, I really am not a retailer. It's not my thing. I'm a content creator. What I mean by that, I create content. I paint furniture. I like to teach. I like to show how to do things. So in early part of 2020, I became a content creator for Dixie Belle. And that's been a really fun relationship. Again, love the community. And we'll talk more about community as we move into our journey a little bit further. So here we are going into 2022 here in a few weeks. Well, maybe in 2 weeks, actually. And we're still going. And I'm doing my best to be an encouragement to others that are starting and putting resources out there, whether it's my YouTube channel or Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and this journey of being creative with paint and furniture has been my passion since early 2017. So it's been going a while. You find out pretty good, pretty quick about what you love, what you don't love. What do you like? What, when you see a piece of furniture, your light goes on in your brain or your creative soul that you say, I need to work on that piece. Sometimes almost like, I don't really care how much I'm paying for that. I want to touch that piece of furniture and work on it. But there's a business side to it. And I definitely want to get into a lot of that here in the podcast. So as we're moving forward, I definitely want to talk about experiences, whether it's buying furniture experiences. There's a lot to talk about there. Whether it's booth life, maybe it's just keeping creative or encouraging others or how to find the right community. And those are all topics that I want to get into. If we can do it, I'm going to bring in some guests here and there to talk about different topics that maybe I can't be in. I'm not going to say an expert, but I don't have as much experience as someone else do. I'm not a mom. I'm not a full-time mom and an artist. Like I said, I'm at the age where my kids are in college or married, so I can't attest to, you know, raising a toddler and painting furniture. That's not been my journey. but I'd like to talk to some people, and I know people who are going through that, and they enjoy the artist life, but they, you know, love their kids, no doubt. So we'll have topics like that, and as we move forward in this podcast journey, I hope that you definitely let others know about this podcast and know where we're headed. These are topics that I really don't get into during my furniture tutorial lives and painting videos. And I feel like this was an opportunity for us to talk. And I know it's a little bit more one way, but definitely let me know what you think and maybe some experiences you have. And those are always encouragement to get from you. So my journey has not been a long one, maybe 5 years, but some of you just getting started and you're just scratching the surface of your journey. But I'm excited about where things are going from the standpoint of there's so much still to learn and explore. Every time I bring a piece of furniture into my studio, it's a new opportunity to be creative and try something different and learn new products and hear what you guys think about it. And so we'll do more and more of that here moving forward. So like I said before, just so much to go through. I'm really excited about getting into things like my experiences, whether it's how things went going into an estate sale or going into a home that pretty much has been abandoned and people are selling pieces, just crazy stuff like that. I want to talk about finding pieces and negotiations and commission work, and maybe even talking about our studio space and how it is good to set that up and get it right, balancing your life and family and staying creative, all those kinds of things. What about meeting your sellers or working out the odds and ends of the details of projects? What about dealing with critique, you know, feedback from the customer or from your followers or people in your community? How to provide feedback to friends and others in your community? These are all things on my list, just to name a few. And I'm hoping that the list just keeps going on. And I'm really, I'm not sure where we're headed, but I've got a list and I think we could talk for hours about these things. So I'm going to try and keep these topics short when provided, but what I'd love to hear from you is what you'd like to talk about. If you've got something, don't hesitate to give me that feedback as well. I'm going to try and keep these short, but sometimes we might go a little longer. And I think you're going to find in time that we get to know each other, you get to know me. And then as you watch maybe my YouTube lives or my Facebook lives, get a little bit of a different side about what makes me tick, I guess. So we'll get to know each other in this avenue. So anyways, that's a very brief introduction. I'll try and get more in depth as we move ahead into these podcast sessions. But for episode number one, this is Aaron in the Bowtie Treasure Studio. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to episode two. So stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Be sure to check out our website, bowtietreasures.com. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way, other furniture artists like you can find the show. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.